Psalm chapter 34, we're going to read 10 verses of Scripture. The Bible said, if your Bible reads like mine, it'll read a Psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Then the psalm begins, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight on praising in the presence of your problem. Praising in the presence of your problem. Would you pray? Ask God to help us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would move now in the remainder of this service. I pray that you touch every heart, every life. I pray that you'd move upon me with the divine anointing of the Holy Ghost. I pray that you touch the ears of this congregation that they would hear. Grant, I pray, seed to the sower. Grant bread to the eater. God, help me anoint these lips of clay. Let my words become as a burning and a shining light. Let me speak as the order of God. Let this message find its mark. Let it go with us and take root. We'll love you. We'll praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for standing in honor of the word of the Lord. I was praying, seeking the Lord, asking him what I should preach tonight. And this is the verse that came upon my mind. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I want you to notice for just a few moments the background of this psalm. The setting of it takes place in 1 Samuel chapter 21. David had killed a Philistine hero, Goliath of Gath. This is a familiar story. Goliath was a monster of a man. He was one who terrified Israel for some 40 days, standing out on the mountain. He challenged them. He cursed them. He defied them, tried to make them feel as puny as he possibly could. But one day, a Hebrew boy, probably between 15 and 17 years old, showed up there at the battlefield. A young man showed up. A lot of times we've got it mixed up. Think David was in his 20s or 30s. No, he wasn't. He was just probably between 15 and 17 years old when he killed Goliath. You know what? Amen. It ain't my message, but we got some young men. Better hurry up about being young men if they're going to be killing giants by the time they're 15 years old. Amen. That ain't my message, but it'd be a good one if it was. Amen. So David, just a young man, he killed Goliath, accepted the challenge. You remember the story. He ran. He picked up five smooth stones. He put one of them in his sling and he ran toward the giant. He slew Goliath, and then he cut off the giant's head with his own sword. Brother David, not only did this spell triumph for David, it also spelled trouble for David, because for just a little while, Saul was happy about the victory that David had gotten, but very quickly his joy turned into envy. Very quickly his pleasant surprise turned into hate and into bitterness. David had triumphed. He had a big victory, but now he's got trouble because King Saul is now jealous of David, and he sets out to kill him. Twice Saul thrust a javelin at David. I tried to stick him to a wall. There were other times when Saul would send David out on some battle, hoping that the Philistine armies would kill him. There were other times when he would do things just hoping that David would get killed, and that the thorn in his flesh would be moved on. You see, stay with me. I'm going to try to preach in a minute. David is being chased across the hillsides like a wild fox. He's running here, running there. He's trying to find safety, and he needs serenity from the adversary Saul. At last, David, he tries to escape King Saul, and he flees to an unusual place. Can I pause for a moment and tell you, when you are scared, you better be careful where you run for help. You better be careful who you turn to, trying to find an answer. Amen. When you're in trouble, you don't need to talk to everybody about it. Amen. You need to talk to God, and maybe one or two people that you have utmost confidence in. And so David is afraid, and he's running for his life. Amen. When the enemies came against you, and you're running for your life, you'll do uncharacteristic things. You'll go into strange places. You'll find yourself at the mercy of strange people. And that's exactly what David did. He went down to a place called Gath. Hear me tonight. Where was David? Where was Goliath from? Goliath was from a place called Gath. And now David's in trouble, and he runs down to a Philistine place called Gath. And there he finds the king Achish. In our Bible, they called him Abimelech. Amen. Now that is not a contradiction, but you will remember Pharaoh was the ruler of Egypt. That was not his name. Abimelech was the name of royalty. His real name was Achish. We will call our president, we call him President. His real name is Donald Trump. Amen. But and so now Abimelech, the ruler, or the king, Achish. And so David has fled down to a place called Gath. And there he tries to find refuge. Amen. I need to say it one more time. When you feel like the enemy is pursuing you, when you feel like the devil's trying to run you down, when you feel like the devil has got his sights set on you, you better be careful where you run. Don't you run blindly. You need to run to the house of God. You don't run to the bar stool. You don't run to drugs. You don't run to alcohol. Amen. You don't run to the things of this world. But you got to run to Jesus Christ. Amen. So now, amen, imagine. Just walk with me for a minute. Here's David. Amen. It's been some time. All of a sudden, he walks in the gate of Gath. He's got a few men with him. I need you to picture this. He walks in, and all of a sudden, the whispering starts going on. Somebody up there says, "Hey, I think that's David. We've been trying to kill him for a long time." Somebody else looks over and says, "You know what? I think that's that guy from Bethlehem. I think that's the one that killed Goliath." And before long, David don't realize it, but Gath has begun to plot against him. Amen. That's the way the devil will do you. Amen. He'll start plotting against you. And before David realized what happened, all of a sudden they overtook him. They got him in chains. They locked up his wrists. They locked up his feet. They got him in a big mess, a big trouble. And David's looking around wondering, "What am I going to do now?" The people of Gath have desired opportunity to get their hands on David, on the man that killed their hero. And now they've got him. And the Bible said that David was sore afraid. It was too late by now. The enemy's got him. There have been too many people, amen, who have left the house of God, and they have went to the world, and too late they have realized their mistake. Amen. They got hooked on drugs, and they couldn't get free from it. They got hooked on alcohol, and they couldn't get free from it. Too late. The enemy has David, and he realizes, "I'm in trouble. I have made a mess." What's David going to do, Jordan? David is a man. He's got a good mind. He's a brilliant man. He's a warrior. Amen. But this warrior of a man, his mind's going. They drag David down to Achish. And there David looks at a man with the power to nod his head and cut David's head off just like he did Goliath. Amen. David, he falls down on the ground. He begins to roll around in the dirt. And the Bible said the spittle came out and dripped down on his beard. David got to acting like he's a wild man, like he's a crazy man, like he had lost it. Amen. Hey, God, help me. Help me preach tonight. Amen. Achish looks over at David. He says, "Brother Dunham," he looks at those men that brought David, said, "Don't you think I've got enough crazy men around this place? Why'd you have to bring me another one?" Amen. I said, "Get that crazy man out of here." Amen. "Drive him out of the land of Gath." And so David, amen, he has nearly escaped the hand of the enemy. He has nearly got out of it. He almost died right there. That's what happened. Amen. But now he's escaped. And I want you to look at how David reacted to this situation. David said his praise. Amen. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." I want you to notice tonight that David's resolve. David is in the midst of a problem. David is in the midst of a crisis. He's got a situation on his hands that he can't handle. It's out of his control. It's out of his power. It's beyond his reach. I'm preaching to people tonight who've got things going on in their life. It's out of your control. It's circumstances beyond your reach. It's things you can't understand. It's a mess that you're in. I'm preaching to you tonight about David's resolve. David said, "I might be in a problem, but I will bless the Lord at all times." Amen. Amen. I hope I can preach here in a minute. Amen. Help me, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. You notice that word I. I will bless the Lord. That was David himself. Hey, God. Amen. People all around you can praise the Lord, but they cannot praise the Lord for you. They can help you praise the Lord, but they cannot praise the Lord for you. It is your demise, beloved, when you come to the house of God in the midst of a crisis with a problem going on and you refuse to praise the Lord. That is to your own destruction. Amen. David said, in the midst of this crisis, I will bless the Lord. Amen. I need to encourage you tonight that when you're in the middle of it, you need to continually bless the Lord and worship His name. Amen. You see, you could sit there on your pew and you could just sit there and not get in. You could sit there and not act. Amen. You could sit there on your hands and never raise them towards heaven. And you're going to leave still struggling with the same old things. But I want to tell you, there is victory in your praise. I want to tell you, there was power in your shout. I want to tell you that if you don't praise the Lord, you have robbed yourself of victory. If you don't worship God, you have denied your own self a blessing. But David's resolve was, I will bless the Lord at all times. Hey, hear me tonight. It's good that you're at church. It's good that you're in His presence. That you've got a responsibility. And that is to bless the Lord in this place. How about it tonight? I want to worship Him. I want to praise Him. Because the Lord is good and His mercy endureth unto all generations. Amen. Amen. Coming to church is our duty. Amen. Yes, it is. Amen. But so is worship. God help me. How often I have done this, and I'm going to keep doing it. You have done it too. We have knelt down at this altar. We have been going through a trial, and this is the prayer we have prayed. Oh, God, bless me. Oh, God, pour it out on me. Oh, God, touch me. Oh, God, bless me. Amen. Anybody want to be honest? That's what you're praying. Bless me, bless me. It's a good prayer. Jabez said, thou wouldest bless me and bless me indeed. Amen. Keep on praying it. Amen. But how about you turn the tables a little bit? How about you mess with the devil's head a little while and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. It'll probably scare him to death. It'll probably make him run. If you turn it around and bless the Lord. David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Hear me, remnant. I want to tell you, you've got to muster up something inside of your soul, way down deep, even when you don't feel it, even when you ain't into it, and you've got to bless the Lord at all times. Hey, I don't feel like it. You tell me David felt like it when he is down there looking Achish in the face. And then as soon as he got away from Achish, he's running from Saul. And then he ran right into Achish. And then Achish says, get out of here. And he walks out of Gath. And he's running from Saul again. And he runs to a cave called Adullam. Amen. David didn't feel it either. Amen. But he understood, I've got to have a resolve. Hear me, beloved. Amen. You've got to have a resolve. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. soul and forget not all his benefits. Amen. How easily, God help me, how easily we go from shouting to pouting. How easily we go from worship to whining. How easily, amen, we ride the emotions. Amen. But David said, I've got a resolve, and I'm going to worship God anyway. I've had a rough day. I'm so tired. I just don't feel it. I've heard them all. Amen. But that's not what the Bible said. The Bible never said, bless the Lord when you feel good. It never said it. The Bible never said, bless the Lord when you've had a good day. Amen. It never said, bless the Lord when you're not in pain. If that's the case, some of you never bless the Lord. But what the Bible did say was, bless the Lord at all times. Hear me, in this house, you ought to bless him when you feel it. And when you don't, you ought to praise him. And you feel it. And when you don't, you ought to praise him on the good days. You ought to praise him on the bad days. You ought to praise him when the sun shines. You ought to praise him when he rains. I will bless the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord at all times. God, you see, he said, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Oh, the Bible said the tongue is an unruly evil. Said it's full of deadly poison. Said it's set on fire of hell. That's what the Bible said. I believe it was in James when he said those words. Amen. Oh, it's our mouth that gets us in a whole heap of trouble. It's our mouth that gets us in worlds of problems. Amen. It's with our mouth that we poke at people and that we wound and hurt. Amen. But David said, my mouth is so full of praises. His praises continually in my mouth. You see, friend, when you get so full of praise, you won't have time to poke or prod or gouge or gig or nitpick or hurt feelings. Amen. Don't give me that. I don't have any time. Amen. To hear about it. But can I tell you, Brother Jacob Hill, about what my God did? His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Are you going to help me here tonight while I preach to you praising God in the presence of your problems, while I preach to you about worshiping your Creator at all times? It's with our mouth that we boast of our accomplishments. It's with our mouth that we brag about our family, our kids, things we've done. But with our mouth, we can boast. With your mouth, you can boast about him. Amen. How he did it. If our mouth was so full of praise, we wouldn't have so much breath to waste talking about our neighbor and running down somebody else. Amen. Oh, somebody said, amen, not here that I know of, but I've heard it before. I'm just not emotional. I just don't get emotional over things. Amen. Can I tell you, that's about as crazy as I ever heard. If you don't get emotional, let me walk up to one of your kids and slap them. I wouldn't do it, but let me do it. Walk up there and slap them in the face and see if you get emotional or not. You're going to get real emotional real fast. And so we are emotional people. Amen. You know what, Brother David? Let me come up there and kick one of them boys. church, and I might be your pastor and theirs, but you're going to talk about that. Amen. Because we're emotional people. Somebody said, well, I'm just too shy, or I'm this, or I'm that. I just don't get into that kind of stuff. You better thank God in heaven that Jesus Christ didn't say, I'm too shy to sit out there on that cross with my garments split wide open and the flesh dripping off my body and a crown of thorns on my head and be spit on and humiliated. You better be glad Jesus didn't say, I'm too embarrassed, I'm too shy, but he did it anyway. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. God, I gotta hurry. Amen. Psalm 47 and 1. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. I want to ask you a question. How many of you have ever heard a quiet shout? Unto God. Let me ask you another question. You ever seen, I'm not into sports, I wouldn't know one from the other, I probably wouldn't have to know when some crazy guy carrying pigskin made a touchdown. I probably wouldn't even know it. I mean, but when they triumph, do they sit on their hands? And do they keep their mouth shut? And do they whisper? Boy, that was good. Ooh, are you helping me? Or I'm out here by myself. Amen. I ain't figured it out yet. I'm going to keep going. We'll see how far it goes before it breaks. Amen. Amen. You ain't never heard anybody, amen, with a quiet shout. And you ain't never seen a ball team score a touchdown and whisper in triumph about it when their team won. Amen. There was a shout that rang out across that stadium. Amen. They were glad that their team won. I want to tell you something. Amen. About 2,000 years ago, there's a man called Jesus. He had a cross, and they put it on his back, and he ducked and dodged, and he plowed through the tackle, and he pushed past it all. Amen. He stumbled and fell, and he got back up, and he went all the way to Calvary, and there he scored the world's greatest touchdown. Down. I tell you, honey, amen, you have something to bless the Lord about and to shout unto God for. Amen. He saved you when you was lost. He brought you out of sin. He brought you out of sighing. He brought you out of sickness. And I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. God help me. I'm going to encourage you to praise him in the midst of your problems. Amen. Oh, magnify, he said in verse number 3, the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Brother Danny, David said in verse 1, I will bless the Lord. Amen. But then he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. It was an invitation to worship God. Amen. I came tonight with an invitation. I already told you what I'm going to do. I will bless the Lord at all times. But now I want to say, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. In prayer, we act like men. But in praise, we act like
like angels. I feel like praising him. The person who has been saved and experienced God's mercy, they naturally, Brother Donnie, look to find somebody else to praise the Lord with them. There is something, dear friend, about corporate worship. There is something about united worship. Who was a senator? Somebody said to me, the devil does not fear a big church. Amen. But he fears a united church. I want to tell you, amen, there is something to be said about a church that magnifies the Lord and exalts his name together. Amen. He resolved it in his soul. I'm going to worship the Lord.
That's what he resolved, but I want you to notice what he remembered. In verses 4 and 6, stay with me while I catch my breath. David looked back and remembered. He remembers while he's walking down the streets of Gath, and he sees those folks muttering. He sees them whispering, "There goes the man that killed Goliath." David now, verse number 4, notice his danger. David said, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." All my fears? Says the man who, when he was a boy, killed a lion. All my fears, said the man, when he's a boy, killed a bear. All my fears, said the man who killed Goliath. You ain't all alone. We all face it sometime or another. Hey God, all my fears, said the man who, when he came back, they said Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. Now David remembers the fear that gripped his heart and the danger he was in when he was facing Achish. Amen. He remembers that, and he is well aware of the danger. Amen. But now, he said in verse number 5, he said they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. David has looked around now at his circumstances. He has viewed his problem. He has looked at Gath. He has looked at the king of Gath. David has looked everywhere these natural eyes could look. And that's the way you do it. You look everywhere on this earth you can before you finally remember to look up. Amen. David said, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed." Amen. There was a few days before, David was embarrassed about how he acted standing before Achish, how he threw himself down and he acted like a crazy man, had his face down, his countenance was dark, but he said they looked at Jesus, looked at God, and were lightened, and their face, their countenance was not ashamed. But then notice his deliverance. He said, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." Hear me in this house. God dynamically moves when you praise him. Amen. Let me give you a little bit of medicine. Let me tell you something. Amen. Satan is allergic to praise. It really bothers him. It really gets to him. Amen. And when you begin to praise the Lord, I can assure you one thing. The devil will not stay around very long. Amen. The devil's been fighting in your house. He's been coming against you and your children, with your family, with your spouse. Amen. Hear me. If you learn in everything to give thanks, if you learn to bless the Lord,
at all times. You'd find a change in scenery. You'd find the devil would have to flee because the devil does not like it when God's children begin to praise. Even the devil been fighting in your church. You know what'll break a church out in revival. You know what'll break a church loose. It's when they get a hold of good old-fashioned praise. I don't know if some of you's helping me or not. Amen. But I tell you, if you get a hold of that, it will, in fact, make a difference in your home. Amen. You hear me? I'm about to feel like preaching. When the devil sees you down in your face, and he sees that he's getting to you, he sees that you're really feeling him. When he sees you're feeling the fire, he's going to turn it up as hot as he can. When he sees that what your husband said got on your nerves, he's going to make him say it again. When he sees that what your wife said just really got to you, he'll have her say it again. Amen. But what you've got to do is change that countenance and learn how to bless the Lord at all times. Amen. I tell you, the devil's going to get out of there. Submit yourself therefore unto God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. The devil will not stand when the church begins to praise the Lord.
Amen. He remembered. But now, what David realized. Why don't you notice verse 7? The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. You know what it means? God protects. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. There's Elisha. There's the prophet. I think I preached about it recently. I don't remember. Amen. I used to laugh when people said they couldn't remember what they preached. Amen. Now I do it. Amen. God help me. Hey, but there's Elisha, the prophet. And he's in his house. And all of a sudden, he's got a servant. And I believe it was Syria. The people of Syria come. And they surround his house all around him. And they get up one morning, Sister Debbie. And that servant looks out the window. And all of a sudden, this isn't what the Bible said. But I can imagine how it happened. His knees probably started knocking. Beads of sweat happened on his forehead. He got to chewing on his fingernails. He got scared. He run in there where Elisha was. He said, oh, my father, they've come to get us. Isn't that what you do? Amen. Oh, no, they've come to get us. What are we going to do? Amen. There's the enemy. The devil said he's going to destroy me. The devil said he's going to do this. The devil said he's going to do that. The devil's here. And we get so scared. Amen. But oh, do you remember what the Bible said? Elisha took that servant down there and he said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. I want to tell you in this house, amen, that those that are with us are more than they that's with them. And if God be for us, and who can be against us? I want to tell you that God will protect you in your crisis, and that God will be with you in the midst of your problem. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, open his eyes. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young men, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and
chariots of fire round about Elisha. I want to tell you one more time, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them and fear him. When you wake up in the middle of the night with your body racked with pain, I want to tell you that there's angels camping all around you. Listen to me tonight. When you wake up and your nerves are at end, there's angels camping round about you. I want to tell you, when you wake up and fear comes in, there's angels and they're camping all around you. Look up, or your redemption's off nigh. How can you be sad? Amen. With angels surrounding you. I said, God will protect you. If we can learn how to praise God in the presence of our problems.
David not only told us that God protects, but he told us that God provides. God help me preach. Verse 8, David said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints." Here it is. Here it is. Hey, God. "There is no want to them that fear him." Hey, God protects, but God provides. David said, "The young lions do lack, and they suffer hunger. But he said, they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing." Hey, God have mercy. Amen. The Lord gave and the Lord taketh away, hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, is what Job said. Amen. "But my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory." I said, God will provide in the midst of your trouble. And God will provide in the midst of your crisis. David said it. "I have been young and I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Listen to me in this house. If you're a child of God, amen, you trust in him. You have faith and confidence in him. You're not going to starve to death. You might have to go without some wants. Amen. But you'll have everything you need because God, he is a provider. And the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. Somebody ought to praise the Lord with me. God's a protector. And they ought to praise the Lord with me. God's a provider. Amen. When the bank account looks dry, amen, the Lord will get the glory out of it somehow. When I don't have the answer, I've got a God, Brother Danny, that knows when it's coming. Amen. Maybe somebody comes up and gives you a little money, or maybe they give you a little food, or maybe it's a good day to fast. Amen. But whatever it is, amen, our God is a provider. And they were hungry and they were thirsty in the wilderness, and they cried out to God, and he brought them manna, and he brought them quail, and he fed them, and he gave them water out of a rock. How about it, remnant? I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. God help us to learn to praise him on the good days, on the bad days, and may feel like it when we don't, when things are against us, and when we're on the mountain, to learn how to bless the Lord at all times. Amen. Praising God in the presence of our problems. God is my protector. God is my provider. God help me. Amen. I don't know. I don't know if we're getting hold of it. Amen. The power of praise. Listen, I understand this. Sometimes you just don't feel like jumping up and down. You can still worship God. Sometimes you just don't feel like running around the church. You can still praise the Lord. If you could just somehow get the devil to get off your hands, amen, and start clapping them and start raising them somehow. I mean, if you could just somehow get your feet out from underneath the devil's feet where he's been standing on them and just wiggle your big toe. I mean, God help us. Do something. Amen. The devil's got you where he wants you when you won't even blow your nose. I mean, come on. We got to do something. Amen. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, Bible saying. Amen. I'm just trying to encourage you that when the devil wants you to do nothing, you better figure out something you can do. I don't care if it's wiggle your pinky toe. I don't care if it's just a whisper of prayer. I don't care if it's wiggle your pinky finger. Amen. You better figure out some way to praise the Lord and not let the devil get the victory over you. Because there's power when a church praises the Lord. And there's victory when a church worships God. And would you stand to your feet? Would you lift your hands in the air? And would you worship the Lord and bless the Lord at all times? Would you lift him up? Would you praise his name? Oh, now here it is. Oh, come, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Where are you at in this house? Amen. Lift him up. Magnify his name. I believe with all of my heart, if you get a hold of this, that the Lord and move into finances, if you get a hold of what I'm preaching to you, he'd move in your family. Did you hear what I said? If you'll get a hold of this, God will move in your finances. God will move in your family. If you get a hold of this, God will move on your job. If you get a hold of what I'm preaching to you, God will move in your church. That you got to get a hold of blessing the Lord at all times. Don't let the devil steal your praise. Amen. Lift him up and worship the Lord and magnify his name together. And come on, come on. Amen. Say it, Lord. Lord, I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for where you brought me from. I thank you for where you're taking me. I will bless the Lord at all times. Come on, sing, sister.